This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Lately, historians have been working hard to get at the origin of hip-hop culture. There are new oral histories, graffiti documentaries, and even a book on sneakers. Now, some hip-hop fans have put together a CD featuring old rap tunes from an unlikely place. That new disc provides a more complete picture of hip-hop's early days, Derek John reports.
One can trace the beginnings of old-school hip-hop to legendary places like the Boogie Down Bronx, Brick City, New Jersey, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and let's not forget Connecticut. Yep, you heard right. Thanks to Stone's Throw Records, we now have The Third Unheard, a compilation of lost rap gems, which recovers a vital piece of the tri-state area hip-hop puzzle.
Check it out, yo. Some people say Connecticut can't rock, but I'm here to make you all hip and hop. It's not about the freak, it's not about the rock, it's a brand new dance. Before the punk rock, it's kind of
1979, I started working on the Mr. Magic rap song, a.k.a. Connecticut rap song.
It's been 25 years since former Ansonia, Connecticut DJ and record store owner Tony Pearson, a.k.a. Mr. Magic, first represented his home state on vinyl. I recently caught up with him in a Wendy's parking lot on his lunch break.
People dubbed it Connecticut rap song. It was rapping. Mr. Magic was the actual name of it. But, you know, hey, they wanted it to be the Connecticut rap song. It was the Connecticut rap song.
So if you hear me say the name of a town, just let me know you're there by saying, I would down, stand for it.
We're down.
Norwalk.
We're down.
Bridgeport.
We're down.
New Haven.
We're down.
Ansonia.
We're down.
Lyrics about Jimmy Carter's big white teeth date the record as a contemporary of the Sugar Hill Gang's breakout hit, Rapper's Delight. Mr. Magic doesn't even remember calling it hip-hop back then.
It didn't evolve into hip-hop till maybe a few years later. It was always hip-diddy-hop, diddy-hip-diddy-hop. But that wasn't the terminology we used back then. It was rap.
Recruiting local talent for his new label Tri-State Records, he had to look no further than his own 11-year-old nephew, Jerry Pearson, who he rechristened Pookie Blow in an attempt to draw fans familiar with rap star Curtis Blow. By all accounts, Pookie Blow was the youngest MC at the time to put words on wax, rhyming over a looped breakbeat from a Herman Kelly funk record. Mr. Magic, wary of potential copyright issues, came up with a novel solution.
I called those guys up. And I said, hey, I'm doing this track, and I got a rap, and I want to use your Dance of the Drummers beat. Can I get permission to use it? And they said, yeah, okay. I used their actual track, you know, did Pookie Blow's Get Up and Go to School.
So work that body, jerk that body, or work that body to the beat. So to work that body, jerk that body, or work that body like a fiend. I'm going to work that body and jerk that body, and get on up and you move.
And with one phone call, Mr. Magic had just cleared hip-hop's first legal sample. But for all of Mr. Magic's studio wizardry, the one obstacle which he could never overcome was geography. Most disc jockeys and club promoters turned a deaf ear to artists who lacked a New York City zip code.
Being from Ansonia, Connecticut, doesn't have the same sort of cachet.
Professor Jeffrey Ogbar, who teaches a course on hip-hop at the University of Connecticut, says the New York-based rap industry has always been extremely provincial.
An example of this is the Source magazine, which is based in New York City. For the first 10 years of the Source, the highest rating that one can get was 5 mics. Every album that got 5 mics, except for one, was from New York.
But what many hip-hop fans fail to realize is that it's only a short hop, skip, and a jump from the Bronx to Connecticut.
We're sitting here at Seaside Park, and if I stand up, I can look across Long Island Sound and see New York.
Talking on a breezy, sun-drenched afternoon not too long ago in Bridgeport, Spencer Lee, a.k.a. T-Bone, of rap duo T-Bone and Starchild, has joined other local luminaries from Connecticut's old-school scene for the first time in over 20 years. They remember Bridgeport wasn't unlike the South Bronx, where hip-hop first thrived, in stark contrast to the industrial decay and violent streets around it.
A lot of times, you would hear gunshot outside, you would hear people fighting.
Only 16 years old at the time, Fred Butch Friedan, a.k.a. Butchie B., was a founding member of Bridgeport's Chili 3 MCs. Their 1982 song, Shake Your Booty, is typical of the lighthearted party jams that provided an escape from the otherwise grim surroundings.
And I think it was just a way for us to stay out of trouble. You know, I think the murder rate was down a little bit then. Crime was down a little bit more then, you know. And I think rapping was a way to vent, you know, frustration and a lot of things that we were going through. And most of the time, instead of guys having a fight, they would have a lyricist battle.
I'm B-U-T-C-H-I-E, the body check with harmony. I'm the A to the L, the I dash D, progression of mine to eternity.
But when crews weren't battling, they were celebrating hip-hop at its most innocent, getting the party started with a rapping ventriloquist dummy in a kazoo. T-Bone recalls the free-spirited scene fondly.
And that was back, as everybody would know, that was back in the Yes Yes Shaw days, when we was going on and on and on and on, because the beat don't stop till the break of dawn.
But sometimes all this going on until the break of dawn didn't jive with their parents' rules.
I distinctly remember me being 15 years old, and our main gig, Starchild and I, was playing at the after hours. And I was supposed to be in at 12 o'clock, and after hours didn't start till 2 a.m. So I used to have to sneak out the house to go over to Father Panic Village and play at the after hours that would end at 7 a.m. in the morning, and try and sneak back in the house while my mother was up making breakfast, and it never worked out right.
Everybody say chill out.
Chill out.
One time with Mr. Magic. Say chill out.
Chill out.
Two times with Mr. Magic.
For the most part, the local artist's tight-knit families left a positive impression on guys like Sean Harrison, a.k.a. DJ Superman J.
We never cursed on our records. Why? Because I felt like if I couldn't say it in front of my moms, I'm not going to say it behind her back.
I'm going to start this rap, you see. My name's Mr. Magic and I'm an MC. I'm slick, I'm fast, I'm very cool. You're rocking to the Mr. Magic groove. You throw your hands up in the air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Now the thing that I claim to be, you see, is the world's greatest number one MC. And I'm bad, because when you're bad, you know it. And I'm bad, because when you're bad, you show it. I'm bad,
he's bad.
With a local audience hungry for fresh beats, crews were kept busy gigging in and around Bridgeport at local roller rinks, community centers, and Central High School dances. T-Bone and Starchild went so far as to throw impromptu block parties in Seaside Park on the government's dime.
We discovered that there's an electrical outlet inside the bathroom where the light is, so we plugged up the 5,000 watts into that one little outlet. And at the end of the day, there was probably about 800 people that gathered.
Electrify, petrify, rock and make the nature rise.
Go Bridgeport, ho!
For all the perpetrators perpetrating the fraud.
Drummers rolling.
But not everyone in Bridgeport shared their enthusiasm. Eventually, local authorities blocked access to the park and issued a court summons to the young instigators. It was a sign of things to come for a Connecticut scene that burned brightly but briefly. Local legends like DJ Terrible T never had the opportunity nor the gumption to make it south of the state line, and most resigned themselves to a career of near misses. Brian Hopkins, a.k.a. MC Boogeyman of the LOD crew, laments the lost opportunity.
We had a lot of talent. We should have put it to better use. If we wanted to, we could still do it right now, still in our blood. We're going to live it, we're going to breathe it, we're going to eat it, we're going to die it. It's still going to be here.
A one, a two, a one, two.
And suddenly, Connecticut hip-hop doesn't sound so strange anymore. For Day to Day, I'm Derek John.
Because I'm MC T-Bone. I'm here to be known as the Mr. Full Magician of the microphone.